guys, welcome to the Nice in the Bathroom podcast. I'm Aubrey.
I'm Ivy.
I'm Jamie.
I'm Naya.
And in this episode, we will be talking about, like, food, just in general food, like our experiences with food, comfort foods, experiences at restaurants, things like that. So let's just get into it with, like, comfort foods. What is your guys' comfort food?
I like burgers.
I do not like burgers.
Cheese burgers. Just like...
I like ice cream.
I like...
And Nutella.
I don't know.
Nutella just goes hard.
I really like ice cream.
Like, I like potatoes.
Yeah, potatoes are good too.
Yeah, potatoes. Definitely potatoes.
I feel like potatoes or some kind of like noodles.
Yeah, breakfast food just in general is my comfort food.
I like making really pancakes. Like spaghetti.
I really like spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
I really like spaghetti.
That is one thing you guys should know about me.
Yeah,
by
spaghetti
now.
Is super good, or just pasta in general.
I agree.
So yeah, like for me, pasta, breakfast food,
some kind of potatoes.
Yeah, potatoes, mashed potatoes. I love mashed potatoes.
I feel like those are like the staples too. Like, oh, what do you want for dinner? Oh, let's just have spaghetti tonight. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, it's...
I legit it's really thought easy. You were about to say, oh, I really want to iron tonight.
What? Yeah, that might be a good pot of nails.
Yeah. But really, I feel like a lot of comfort food is just food that's, like, pretty easy to whip up really fast.
I agree.
Yeah.
Like mac and cheese.
Oh, I love mac and cheese. That is my like ultimate comfort food.
Dude, mac and cheese goes different. Okay.
Not my mom.
And that like woke me up this morning, like that's to that funny. Notification. I was like, okay.
Okay. Are you trying to hit on my mom?
No.
Are you lying?
Yeah.
No.
What other kinds of, what about like experiences at restaurants?
Oh my goodness, I went to Olive Garden for the first time.
Bruh.
The other day.
What the hell?
It was so good.
You dude, ain't never been to Olive Garden?
No.
What sucks is like Olive Garden's kind of been falling off recently.
No, it's so good, but it gives me so such good. A bad stomach ache.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, like, I don't even
that
care.
Stuff, that's me with Denny's.
That's me with any restaurant.
That's really good.
I have stomach
good.
Issues.
And IHOP, they're like really slow.
Yeah, I have
some. Oh my god, no, this one time, this was like a long time ago, we ordered a decent amount from Taco Bell, but not too much. Like, and it took like an hour for them to get our food out, and it wasn't even like that much.
Yeah.
And
I hate when restaurants take so long, and I'm not like that much of a patient person, but I'm not rude about it. I'm just
but
like,
when I'm, hungry,
I'm just like, where's my food?
When I'm hungry, I don't like to wait.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe that is rude, but...
It makes me so sad when, like, I go to a restaurant and they get my order wrong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I'm not gonna say anything, because, like, I feel bad. But, yeah. Like, it just...
Especially, like, fast food restaurants. I don't know. It happens more frequently at fast food restaurants.
Yeah.
Or, like, when you ask for something, like, for them not to put in there, like, onions or something, and that's in there. I'm like, come on, help.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me so mad.
What was I thinking about? Oh, yesterday, me and Naya and my sisters and Kyle, we all went to a restaurant together. And while one of my sisters was, like, in the bathroom or something, we moved her chair to a different table.
Yeah.
And then, she came back and was like, dude, really? And, like, there's another group there by the time she got back, so she was, like, scared to go and grab her chair again, so she just grabbed a chair, like, from the other side of the table.
Yeah.
Super funny.
No, she went to go grab, the cash.
Oh, is that what she did?
Yeah.
Oh. Something like that.
It was so... so
devious.
Goofy. Yeah, devious.
We also got ice cream afterwards.
Yeah, we went...
Ice cream was good.
My ice cream was kind of...
Ice cream.
Easily. Like chocolate with vanilla.
I'm not a big chocolate ice cream type of person, but I like the chocolate drizzle on it.
I like rainbow sherbet.
I don't know what my favorite is. I'd have to think about that for a second, I think. Cause...
I like popsicles.
Yeah, I really like popsicles.
What's your opinion on McDonald's?
Oh, I love it.
It's so good. even, but at the same time, it's so bad.
This is Ivy. Oh, I love it.
I do.
Like, I feel like it's such, like, low-quality food.
But it's so good.
Yeah.
Dude, big ones are
crazy. I might be getting some of that later.
I don't like hamburgers, but I'll munch on, like, 5 of their cheeseburgers. I don't know why.
I like their hot and spicy.
Chicken sandwich, McChicken?
Yes.
Yeah.
Those my are go-to. So good.
Or, like, also, they have, like, a frozen Dr. Pepper, and it's, like, it's, like, nobody knows about this.
I'll have to try that later but if I go.
That's what I get every time. I'm like, oh, can I get a frozen Dr. Pepper? And sometimes they're, like, our frozen machine's not working.
Right.
And I was like, y'all got a blender, right? Button up some
no,
ice.
No, literally. Mix Come it on. Up for me.
Yeah. What's your guys' like all-time favorite fast food restaurant?
Wendy's. McDonald's.
Wendy's.
I really like Taco Bell.
Oh, I like Carl's Jr.
Carl's Jr.
Oh, they're big. Carl's like
don't cancel me. Don't cancel. Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box.
Oh, I've never been.
It's so good.
I've never been.
And then when Jack gets out of the box, you're done for.
Oh yeah.
I forgot what they're called, but at Taco Bell they have these little like
Cinnabons.
Yes. Cinnabons. They are so good. I love them so much.
Me too. I always forget about them every time I go though. And then we're leaving. I'm like, dang, I should have got some of those.
I really want to go later just so I can get like a 12. Pack of
that sounds so good.
I know.
I wonder what's the farthest the person has to.
McDonald's breakfast.
Oh my god. I love it. I love it so much. Yeah.
I love their hash browns.
Hash browns are.
I have a bad memory.
The griddles.
You're blinding me.
Oh, no. Your flash is on.
Aubrey, how dare you blind Jamie? You know how she's sensitive, all right?
I love the McGriddles because they're like, it's pancakes and eggs.
I never had a McGriddle.
And it's all made of, it's all sandwich.
The McSilly.
It's so yummy.
The McGriddle sounds like McSilly.
You guys
want to
know a story? Okay. So, I went to the dentist when I was little. Mm-hmm. And it was like still lunch time. It was like breakfast time, and me and my dad were hungry, and so we go to McDonald's and we get like their little burritos. Right?
Yeah, my mom gets those every time.
I didn't like the bell peppers because I thought they were spicy, and so I took a bite and I hid it in the little pocket, and I never ate any of it. Because I just said I didn't like it. I wanted a sandwich.
Oh, okay.
When I was younger, I used to stack my sandwiches and hide them in the cupboards because I didn't like them. I was such a weird kid.
I think we were all weird kids.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Five Nights at Freddy's. That's in reference to another episode that may or may not come out depending on if we use it or not.
Yes. Five Nights at Freddy's episode?
No.
We talked about some stuff.
Yeah.
What happened in this room stays in this room.
Okay, guys, come here.
Whoa.
Getting a little too silly.
What's your
like,
worst food stories?
My worst food story.
Probably that time I got food poisoning from Red Robin.
Oh.
Red Robin. Yum. Don't they make beans?
I've actually gotten traumatized by food. Some certain foods.
I'm hungry.
Like peas, okay. Yogurt.
Oh.
So my father used to force feed me. Like, and that's why I always reject all foods. And my stepmom, or my old stepmom, she force fed me yogurt.
Ew, I don't even like yogurt though.
Yeah. Yogurt is so disgusting, and it was peach flavored, and so whenever I see peach flavored things, I just get flashbacks
immediately. I love peach. I love it.
I love the way it looks. I like the color, but I do not like the flavor, like at all.
I love it.
Peas are very, very scary because they are ugly.
Oh, I agree.
Ugly balls, and I was forced to those two.
Probably one of my worst food related stories is this one time in like second grade, I went over to this one guy's house. I went over to his house, and they made me food. And while I personally did not like the food and I felt really bad, but I just kept eating it because I didn't want them to like be upset that I wasn't eating their food. So I just finished the food even though I didn't like it.
Yeah.
It was very scary. I didn't want them to be like, you don't like it? I'm like, I definitely do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was scary.
I do that sometimes.
Can we just talk about chicken strips?
I love chicken strips.
Chicken strips are the best.
But you know, do you ever like eat chicken strips and you get that like one weird part, like where you look in it and like there's like a little brown part or like something like that.
It's not poop.
Oompa loompa.
You guys like seafood?
I like spicy food.
I don't like seeing your food in your mouth, I don't like seafood either.
I like seafood.
Me too. I love seafood. Like sushi?
I don't like sushi.
I don't like
seafood. I love sushi.
I don't like raw food.
Well, sushi's not necessarily raw. Yeah,
I do
you
not
can
like,
get it raw, but...
I do not like the texture of
rice. You can get
rice.
It cooked? Yes.
Like, the flavor's fine, but I just do not like the texture of rice.
I love sushi so much, and I love fried shrimp.
Me too.
Oh, there's also another reason why I don't like sushi.
Why?
Oh. I thought you were a nice girl.
No!
That's a little bit of a...
I don't want to hear.
I'm confused.
So have you not heard the story, Ivy?
I have. Okay, I don't want... Not the sushi part, but
I don't want to know the story.
Okay. You want to know?
You can hear eventually.
No. I think it's fine to tell. I'm just not going to... give too much detail.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
So, I went out with Aubrey and her older sisters to Coos Bay to have a good time. And after we were done, we went to a sushi restaurant type Japanese place. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It was Momiji.
It was Momiji, yeah. And we get there, we get our food, right? And my boyfriend's mom texts me, I thought you were a nice girl. And I'm sitting there having a panic attack, confused. And
that's so scary, though.
Yeah, and
it was an interesting time. I felt really bad.
I don't get it.
I think I almost started crying. I don't know.
A nice girl.
Yeah.
They thought I was a nice girl, and ever since then, I didn't like them.
That's kind of where. They started going pretty downhill.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
That's funny.
What else? What else do we have that's a little food-related story?
What's your favorite foods?
Favorite foods? Oh, that's so hard.
Potatoes.
I love them.
Okay, there's this recipe that I do. It's like onions with potatoes, and like you cook it, and it makes
that
it really sweet.
I don't like onions.
I call them famous potatoes. And
I like scallop potatoes.
So good.
I don't like onions at all.
I like the texture.
I like onions.
I like cooked onions.
I like onion rings. Onion rings are really good.
Yeah. Oh, I love onion rings, but I hate onions.
I only like the crust around them, not the onions.
I can withstand onions.
Honestly, I'd have to say that my favorite food of like all time is chicken mole.
What's that? I eat
it like twice a week. It's so yummy.
What's chicken mole?
At the restaurant?
Yeah, at the restaurant.
Do you get free food?
Yeah, I do.
Lucky.
But it's
just work there.
Me too.
Is that at the Mexican restaurant? Yeah, it's like this brownish reddish sauce, and it's super like it's like sweet and spicy, and it's super yummy. Huh. I love it so much.
My old favorite food used to be General Tso's chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And now I just like it to an extent because I used to eat it every single time.
My favorite food used to be macaroni, and I ate it every day, all day for one summer,
macaroni.
And I'll never.
Macaroni. With the chicken strips.
I just don't think I can eat it the same again.
I like mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese?
That is what I meant. Mac and cheese.
Cheese and mac.
Okay, so you're going to like just an average restaurant. Like it's not specific, it's just average. What are you gonna order?
Hamburger.
A burger with nothing on it so I can dump barbecue sauce all over it.
So
do not judge me.
Food story.
There's
this kid named.
Oh, oops.
He don't go to school here.
No, we don't know him.
No one knows him. In like second grade, he made the weirdest stuff during lunchtime. Bro took his like sandwich, dumped ketchup on top of it instead of taking off the bun and putting it inside of it. Just doesn't get in my mouth like I want it to.
Ew. He was a weird kid.
And bro took his rant.
I'm pretty sure he was like my third cousin.
Me too.
Wait, did you actually know him?
Kind of, not really.
The weird one? Skinny little twig?
Yeah. He called me a bubble.
He called you a bubble?
He called me a shish kebab.
A bubble? That's what I heard.
I think he used to harass me and call me a shish kebab.
That's so mean.
He did.
He called everyone a shish kebab.
I don't remember him ever talking.
Cameron, like the little one that wore the galaxy hoodie, is that who we're talking about?
I don't know. I remember, like,
we're not talking about
he had to zip it up all the way, and he could zip up all the way to his face.
I don't know who you're talking about.
He was
grade below us.
Because I'm in the grade below you.
Uh-huh. I don't know.
Literally the youngest person. I used to tell my mom about him, and she was like, why would he call you a shish kebab?
I remember someone calling people a shish kebab, but I don't remember, like, I have trouble remembering elementary
school. I wonder how he's doing now.
I don't.
I don't know.
He was weird. He put ketchup on top of his sandwich.
We had a kid in our class that dipped broccoli in ketchup.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
There was a little girl, when I was doing the leadership thing, she would put ketchup on her salad.
Ew.
I'm like,
I just don't like tomatoes, so I put ketchup on my salad instead.
Yeah, she even took off her tomatoes to put the ketchup on there.
It's cute.
No, it's not cute. It made me disappointed in the parenthood. Who teaches their kids to put ketchup on?
I don't know how I feel about ketchup, personally.
I hate ketchup. I hate the smell. I hate the look of it. I used to love it, but I hate it now.
I love ketchup. It's so yummy.
I'm ketchup.
I feel like ketchup.
I don't want to catch up in any of my classes.
That's
need to catch up in all of my classes, or else my mommy's gonna be
I only
angry.
Need to catch up in health and probably a little bit in English. No, in and out.
English is easy, it's just I don't want to do it.
I agree.
I'm very lazy.
My English teacher is my favorite. He's really nice.
Least favorite food.
Pickles.
What? I love pickles.
I hate pickles.
I love pickles.
I hate the smell. I hate the look of them.
I don't like onions.
Beets. I like cucumbers, though.
Beets, oh my gosh.
I hate them.
Beets are so
good. I haven't even tried them, but they just look disgusting.
No, I agree.
They're disgusting.
I love beets.
You're weird.
Yeah, you're weird.
I'm gonna beat you up.
Don't cough on me.
I'm not even coughing on you. Everybody make like a really sarcastic laugh.
Aubrey!
Laugh!
I also hate burgers.
I love Burger King. I'm joking.
Why do you hate burgers?
Because they're gross, and I hate the texture of hamburger.
Oh, my least favorite food in the entire world is meatloaf.
I agree. Yeah. I hate meatloaf.
It's definitely
a Who would make a loaf of meat with ketchup all over it, bread inside of it.
Yeah, cheese. It's a little weird.
My grandpa hates liver.
I want smoked cheese, like really bad.
Okay. My grandma used to make liver all the time, and
she's a vampire.
I don't know what type of liver. Maybe
cow.
You know, I like.
Yeah.
You know, my grandpa hated it.
The cat food song. I like chicken. I like liver.
No.
Meow make, please deliver.
What?
Do you like cow tongue?
I've never had
what?
It.
What?
Yeah, people used to.
I would definitely try that.
I would not.
Definitely.
I would not.
I would. I want to try polar bear.
Why?
Because why not? They're already going extinct. I'm just kidding. That was a joke.
I love polar bears.
I love bears.
Bears are so cute.
Only stuffed animal ones.
Not true.
Not true, Jamie. Not true.
Jamie, no one.
They're probably really good. Peaceful. It's just that.
Why do people kill them so frequently?
Polar bears?
All bears.
Bear nuts. Some people kill them because they get into livestock to their, like, living areas. And so they go chop, chop, chop.
They went there for. I get it if you're living in the wild and you're homeless and you need something, okay, to keep you warm, okay, okay. But if you're just doing it for fun, come on.
No, I agree.
My grandpa Brad didn't do it for fun. Well, sometimes he did. But, like, he had a reason to most of the time. When he killed bears, because he was a government state trapper, so that means people would call him and be like, hey, can you come and kill a cougar, this cougar, or can you come kill this bear? I don't know where it is. Because they're killing my chickens, man. I need my chickens. Oh, and he used to go to the Philippines and fight chickens. It was cool. Like, chickens would kill each other.
Aren't those cockfights?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're illegal.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
In most places, they are.
Not in the Philippines.
No. Yeah, not in the Philippines, which is why he had to go there to do it. I forgot what I was thinking about.
Me too.
Chicken strips.
I love chicken strips.
Chicken strip.
Oh, I love mozzarella sticks so much. They're
oh my
so
god,
good. They're so yummy.
Mozzarella with.
Okay. I love cheese.
Olive Garden's bread isn't as good as everyone's.
Whatever.
You can. It used to be better. It's still good, but it's not as good as it used to be.
I don't.
My
like
opinion
it.
On it.
I don't really like it.
I do.
I like the mozzarella.
Sauce?
Yeah.
The marinara?
Yeah. I like the white one.
Ah. I love Olive Garden so much.
The lights are off, guys.
I thought the power just went out for a second. That's funny.
Guys, the lights are out. You know what that means?
Ready? Tell me for me. Girl, you're gonna give me epilepsy.
I knew a guy with epilepsy once.
Really? Did he start seizuring from a shadow of a candle?
I wish. He was not a good person.
He's kind of lame.
Fair enough.
Oh my goodness, I seen this video on TikTok where this girl sent this other girl like a flashing scream because she had epilepsy and she didn't believe her and she like started seizuring in class.
That's
evil.
Evil.
Little butthead. That makes it chief. I like some.
Can we talk about school food?
School food sucks.
It used to be better.
Mm-hmm.
It used to
but
be.
But I also feel like it's also kind of getting better right now.
It's okay.
Like Crispitos.
Oh yeah, I know.
Tacos? They give us tacos. Or like they let us make our own. I don't know. It's definitely a little bit better, but it's also kind of still worse.
Yeah.
And imagine how amazing our food would be if they didn't close or they didn't like take down the other half of the school.
Oh yeah, I know. Where they actually had a full kitchen.
Yeah, remember when we like came here in sixth grade to like look around and stuff, and like the kitchen was still in use and the food was really good.
Yeah. Well, they actually used to make the food, mm-hmm. and now it's shipped over.
Yeah.
Because they got the other half of the school taken down.
Well, maybe they shouldn't have done that.
Well, they
had to. It was falling!
That's unfortunate.
They could have fixed it, let's
be honest. Yeah, they could have fixed it, honestly.
Have them make another side. Are they gonna make another side?
No, they're not.
They say that they will, but I feel like...
No, they've already said that it's not gonna happen for, like, years.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it'll be a while.
Personally, I think they could have. It would have been less to repair whatever than just to destroy it all.
Oh no, I know. Or to build it back. Like,
guys,
what?
I'm tired. Yeah. What are you guys looking at?
Just be chilling.
What is it?
Goofy, a dog.
What the heck? Poor puppy.
Yeah.
I bet the owner was like,
what's a few that you guys wish you could try? Or like wish you tried?
I'm not sure.
Cooked celery?
I want to try chocolate from other countries.
That was cooked cellular?
Cooked cellular?
Don't know so bad.
That is hilarious.
Cooked celery!
That's amazing.
I can't say it. Cellulary.
Cellulary.
Cooked celery.
Cellular.
Cooked cellular data.
What's a word you can't say?
I don't know, a lot.
Worcestershire.
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 What word?
Worcestershire.
It's a sauce.
Worcestershire?
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Funny.
All right, well, I think this will be the end of the episode. We're kind of talking about just random things at this point, so I think that'll be it. We will flush you later.
Bye.
I'm going to flush you.